This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Major League Baseball update right now. The Dodgers and the worst team in the NL West are tied 2-2. Dodgers Diamondbacks 2-2, top of the fourth inning. Meanwhile, in front of friends and family in Oakland, notice there has not been a lot of crowd shots at this game. Shohei Ohtani
and the Angels days.
Tied 0-0 with the A's currently of Oakland. I guess I gotta say currently Oakland A's, right? Currently?
Yeah.
Currently Oakland A's.
Soon to be Vegas.
They could move in the middle of the season. Like, I would not be surprised to wake up one day and go, oh no, now they're playing in Vegas tonight. Oh, okay, great.
Well, it's like when the Colts moved from Baltimore.
Yeah, just in the middle
same
of the night.
Thing.
Yeah, but they
here's the moving truck.
Yeah, but they did it in the offseason. They're gonna do it like we finish a homestand and then we're gonna start a new homestand.
Well, that's how I mean, you can get stuff done quickly in Vegas with construction companies and contractors and inspectors if you take care of business properly.
That is true.
They're going to play home games in that sphere.
No, that's cool. And then Bono and the Edge are going to show up and play a few tunes for them.
They go all the way to the top of like Ghost Bar or wherever. We're going to play the top.
Ghost Bar. I remember that being the big deal. But yeah, they show up for bobblehead nights. That I can tell you.
They will. Yeah. But let me just say this, because I feel we need to say this because it is opening night. Shohei Ohtani in the fourth inning against the A's. Yeah. has thrown 41 pitches, so his pitch count is a little high. He has not given up a base hit.
Well, then.
He walked the opening batter of the game, and he has gotten outs down the row. He now has 5 strikeouts as he pitches in the 4th inning. No hits allowed.
Jason.
For Shohei Ohtani. Yes, Frostberg.
He actually did give up a couple hits, but they took him back because the Angels wanted to keep him.
You know, he actually asked for them to be taken back. I think that's what happened.
I think that was a foul ball.
Yeah. It went over the fence. Wall. Yeah, it was over
Angels
the fence.
Angels are protesting all every hit tonight.
No, but you've got – it's funny because you got the Angels. Last hour we were talking about Artie Moreno and, you know, looking into possible sales and prices. And just like that, you jerk.
There we go.
Look what you did.
Way to go, Smith.
Look at that, huh? Look at me.
You're a hateful, hurtful man.
Hey, I'm affecting things.
How you can never go to Disneyland again.
Yeah. No, I can't.
But that's the thing, right? He didn't get the price he wanted for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. That Los Angeles tag didn't really work out for him.
No, it didn't.
From a branding perspective, like
Los Angeles
thought, right?
Area. Los Angeles area, Anaheim.
That sub sandwich now, Jason, is going to take an hour to get to your seat after that.
Diaz with a hit. That breaks up the no-hitter.
Edwin?
Stop. David Robertson was nails today. Stop that, Frostberg. We will have
Did
more
he come out to narco?
Baseball coming up. Listen, can you do us a favor? We really invested heavily in this song. Can you make that your walkout song? Well, it really hasn't been my song. No, I know. But can you just take Narco, please? Can
we signed
you just
do a guaranteed a deal with this guy.
We got to pay him whether we play the song or not. I'd rather just play the song.
We need the fans to stand up.
What's your walkout song going to be? Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows. Okay, we're going with Narco. The sunshine lollipop.
Nicely done.
Now, we'll have more baseball coming up in a few minutes. John Paul Morosi was at opening day at Yankee Field.
Yeah.
Yankee Park, right, according to Mayor Eric Adams. Yankee Park.
Mayors.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, get the politicians out there. That's always good for business.
But if you are ready for an NFL draft hot take, we have one for you. Today was Anthony Richardson's pro day. Florida quarterback who, look, he's 7 feet, 6 inches tall. He weighs 375 pounds, and he can run a 4.140. Everybody's darling because of the physical skills that he has. Right?
And he threw a football over a mountain.
He did. And they would have won state if that happened. Look, we talked about him the beginning of last year. His tape isn't great, but he projects so well to the next level that Richardson became one of the quarterbacks we were talking about going high in the draft.
Yep.
Now, the end of the season, it went, well, it's Bryce Young and it's C.J. Stroud, and here comes Will Levis, and probably Anthony Richardson will be a first-round pick. And now there's always one guy that rises. And it seems like, for whatever reason, the Bryce Young is not what people... He doesn't have the image that we thought he'd have because of his height and his weight, and it already looks like that the Panthers are wavering off of him at number one. And maybe C.J. Stroud is their guy. But I'll tell you what, you want a big, bold prediction. Today at Anthony Richardson's pro day, he did everything you wanted to see him do. He threw short and was very accurate. That was the big question. Can this guy be accurate short? Because we know he can throw the ball long. He threw one pass that hit the scoreboard trying to throw it deep because he was in such a small area. He did everything you wanted. He ended with a backflip. And I'll tell you what, when it comes down to it, he's going to go number one overall in the draft.
Yeah,
it's not going to be Stroud.
We've talked about that a bit, though.
It's not going to be him. He's going to be the guy that goes number one, despite the fact that maybe he's a little bit of a project and needs to do some certain things and clean up. But his ability that he has physically that the other guys don't, this is his time to shine. Now, right or wrong, because I never like it when teams decide, oh, I'm going to ignore the 3 years of tape we have on this guy and go by how he's measured at the combine, which is what teams are doing with Bryce Young, which is a mistake, but we see it every year. And the same thing's happening to the inverse now with Richardson. Okay, was his tape that great? Yeah, his tape was good. He certainly had a lot of wow plays, but overall, he got figured out a little bit. Now it's like that's out the window, and it's all about what we've seen the last couple weeks, his insane numbers at the combine, how he looked today in his pro day, finishing with a backflip. Everybody loves his attitude. He's got a very infectious attitude as well, and teams are going to fall in love with him. And when you are in a year now where there is no longer really a lockdown number one guy, because Bryce Young was that guy, he'd be number one in my book, but he's not. Because I got to deal with reality, is that the teams no longer think he's a slam dunk number one. In a year in which there's no consensus number one and you're kind of deciding, when we get to the draft at the end of April, he's going to be the guy. Because why am I not taking someone who has the highest ceiling that could be an absolute super-duper star quarterback, could be a blend of Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson? Why am I not taking that guy? He will go number one overall.
Well, I mean, that's the big picture of the NFL draft, right? As you're evaluating as an owner, as a GM, and with your coaching staff, what's the long view? And are you going to be willing to take your lumps for a couple of years if this doesn't pan out right away, right? Because when you go through with Bryce Young, and I know you've been enamored with him, how many quarterbacks have we seen great tape from for 2-3 years, and then it didn't transcend to the pros, right? It didn't elevate, and their game stopped. And that was where they peaked, was that senior year or junior year or whatever it was before they came into the draft. And so in this particular draft, now if you're drafting next year, you've got a couple of guys that everybody's salivating over and can't wait to get to that part of the process. Hell, we'll be doing that in week 4. Oh, they projected to be a top 5 pick. What do you think they're going to need to do to go get Caleb Williams? That's what we're going to be doing very early in the season. Kind of like an NBA squad that you know is going to be bad, right? Anybody doing analysis like our guy Ryan Hollins for the Houston Rockets, they've been talking about next year's draft since October 1st. And they didn't start playing until the end of the month.
Nah.
So it's the idea here with Richardson is we watch it, right? He was a September Heisman guy.
Yeah.
Right? You jumped on board that wagon really hard and tried to drive it, and you drove it into the cliff as he completed about 52% of his passes and struggled and didn't have the best talent around him, which is very odd to be able to say about a Florida Gators team. But the reality is he's a guy with all the physical attributes, and we knew that, right? Today was a confirmation of everything you thought you knew. Yes, he completed a lot of passes to air. So what? We knew he could throw a football over a mountain. Okay, he can do a backflip. I don't want him doing a damn backflip. That's not helping me. In no football.
Yeah, but it looks cool,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's great.
It looks cool.
No, so he wins the day for the highlight reel because everybody's looking, NFL. Don't talk about Rodgers and Jackson. What else is there? Richardson's pro day!
Like I tell you, it does right or wrong, it doesn't matter. I can see what's going on. And he's rising, and Tepper wants to make a big splash.
He's been around there for a bit.
Everything,
I don't think he was that far off, but Tepper's
everything
that
is
guy.
Working, right? How do I make that big? I made the big splash in number one, and now we make the splash to evaluate quarterbacks. And as much as they like C.J. Stroud, no. Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, but
they're going to go with him.
But the big part is what did they project to, and where are you you're trying to hit the home run. If you're going to go all the way up to number one to get that pick, you want a guy that splashed. The other guys are known quantities. Like you said, you got 3 years of tape. This guy's still we have no idea where that ceiling is. And he may crash into it in week 2. No clue. But if you're David Tepper, you made your money being a risk taker and calculated risks at that. You bring in Frank Reich. So in theory, you've already gone down the process of, look, you're going to get some time to work this out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not going to be we got rid of DJ Moore. We got rid of McCaffrey midseason. All of these things. We got a nice base of defensive players or whatever. But we realize we're nowhere close to being a contender.
And he gives you that excitement. So, you're excited about the number one pick at quarterback anyway, but you're overly excited for a guy with this kind of skill set, this kind of physicality, as fast as he is, as big as he is. I mean, this is like LeBron coming into the league, and he's coming in with a football, with a quarterback-ready body that he goes 245. He can lay those Cam Newton hits on defensive backs, and he can run around them.
But I thought the 205 was okay, Jason.
Bryce Young, I don't want you on this side of the line of scrimmage. Everything is on this line. It's different skill sets, but to see this, it's impossible. It's impossible to stay away from when there's not that guy that you believe in at number one. He's going number one. The Panthers will make the big splash. It's going to be, we can't wait to see what this guy has. He's going number one.
If he can get some hint of accuracy, and that's something Frank Reich will be working on from day one if this does come to fruition, Terrace Marshall for everybody. Just put him at the top of your sleeper list.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motor motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Well, coming up next, Yankee Park, Yankee Field, Yankee area. Where did Eric Adams say he was today?
Yankee Garden.
Yankee Square Garden was that where he was tonight? I'm at YSG, right? This is YSG.
Why don't any of the managers and coaches have numbers on their backs?
MLB Network insider John Paul Morosi joins us for all the big reflections on opening day and beyond. Justin Verlander pitch for the Mets ever? It's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Well, it's been a hell of an opening day, and I can't believe the catch that Renfro just made in right field. If you remember that famous Kevin Mitchell catch where he was running to the left field line and reached back with his bare hand to catch it, that's the kind of catch that Renfro just made in right field. Watch this. He's going back. He's completely turned around. He just sticks his glove out with his back completely to the ball, and the ball ends up in it.
He completely butchered the play and then saved himself.
I can't understand how he made that catch.
Because that was awful.
Ohtani is like, oh, Ohtani can't believe how Hunter Renfro made that catch. I mean, Hunter Renfro turns, his back is completely to the play, and he just sticks his hand out and his glove out, and it falls into it. That's one of those, I always say, coaching the girls in softball, when a girl makes a good play, and one of the girls on my team looks at me and says, "Coach," I go, "Look in the other hand, you find a gold watch." That's what I would say in a play like that. Whew, joining us now on the hotline, I don't know if you had a chance to just see it, but we're going to talk all the big day in Major League Baseball with him. He is MLB Network insider, who is at Yankee Park, Yankee Square Garden, Yankee Field. We got to talk to Mayor Eric Adams about that today. He was at the Yankees 5-0 win, watched Aaron Judge blast a home run in a game that took 46 minutes from beginning to end. John Paul Morosi. JP, what's happening, buddy?
It was, I believe, as the mayor would call it, the express train. I think we could safely call it that based on the time of game.
Very nice.
But, yes, I would say this as well. Aaron Judge, home run on his first swing. Aaron Boone, I spoke with him during the game on our MLB Network broadcast, and Aaron basically said that when Judge arrived at the dugout, his reaction was, "Really?" Which I think was everybody's reaction. So it's just, Judge is great for baseball. The time of game in a lot of places today has been great for baseball. Yeah, we've seen some violations. There was even the somewhat unique violation in the Mets game where McNeil was assessed a strike because Alonso was slow getting back to first base. These things will happen. But at the end of the day, we've seen a lot of crisp baseball. We've seen some 10-9 games today as well. But what a great inaugural day of the 2023 season.
Well, and here's the thing, JP, is that I'm in such a great mood with the opening day, so excited. I'm this excited knowing fully well I never expect Justin Verlander to pitch an inning for the Mets ever. I've already come to, you know, his injury, he's going to be out for a week. I've already accepted that, hey, I may never see him pitch an inning, and it's okay because of the excitement of opening day.
It's, Jason, it's going to be okay, buddy. First of all, it is going to be okay. I promise. Now here's what I know from covering Verlander for a long time. He is very in tune with how he's feeling. He's also very honest when it comes to things like this. And if he says that he believes he can find a way to get back before the end of April, I tend to agree with him and put a lot of faith in that. I know Mets fans don't want to hear it. I know they're already scarred by Diaz not being there, and I get it. But I really think that Verlander will find a way. Now, obviously, for every soon-to-be 40-year-old pitcher, it's not always smooth sailing, and I get that. But I really think Verlander is one of the more self-aware pitchers that I've ever been around, to where he knows what he has to do to get his body ready to go. And if he has to take a couple weeks off to make sure that happens, I know the Mets don't want to hear that right now, but I think it's probably for the best. And I'm telling you, Jason, keep the faith. David Robertson looked very good today. The Mets won. They're 1-0 without Diaz. I still think this season has a chance to end around Halloween like you hope.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Well, since Jason put it out in the universe earlier, JP, that Verlander never pitches for the Mets, so you got that going for him. Fatalistic to the end. There in New York, let's go back to the Yankees, flip-flop back to that side of the equation. Volpe has his debut, has the jersey. Topps is doing some cool marketing and sales with the one-of-one and all. But crowd response, you got to talk to him a little bit, heritage on display and everything. Big moment for them, a 21-year-old that we weren't sure was going to make the roster, now smack dab in the middle of the New York frenzy.
Remarkable story, and I'll tell you one story that I shared earlier today. His parents met while they were in medical school. Both grew up Yankee fans. They went on dates to the old stadium, and Dr. Michael Volpe. It's National Doctors Day, so I wish all the physicians out there a very happy National Doctors Day, which includes both of Anthony's parents, by the way. So Michael and Isabella.
What'd you get your wife?
JP, and your wife. I can't believe you put her after Anthony Volpe's parents on the list of doctors.
Was your gift going to Yankee Stadium for work?
I know. So here we go. There are two. So I'm saved by a couple things. Number one, I've already wished her a happy National Doctors Day. Number one, and number two, she's sleeping. So she's not. So I can confirm. I am home now. I got back from New York. And basically, I get home, knock on the door. Sweetheart, I'm home. Happy National Doctor's Day. She said, John, just be quiet. I know you're going to talk to Jason and Mike. Just keep it down. Keep it down, okay? Keep it down. I'm trying to sleep. I'm a doctor here. And so, yeah, so I've already wished her a happy National Doctor's Day.
But damn it, JP, hey, I'm a doctor.
Hey, happy,
yeah,
happy,
I'm a doctor.
Happy baseball day for you, John Paul. Hey,
right,
happy
right.
baseball
yeah,
day.
Yeah. When do we have National Sideline Baseball Reporters Day? That's what I want to know. When do we have that? When's National Baseball Punditry Day? I want a day for us. When's our day? Anyway, I was talking to Dr. Volpe yesterday, and he said that they were at spring training, and actually Anthony's sister Olivia was there as well, and they were there for the early days of spring training, and Olivia observes to her father very astutely, like, Dad, why are all these people in baseball uniforms here watching the players practice? I mean, like, you've got grown men and women wearing Yankee jerseys watching the Yankees just practice, like, not even games yet. We're just practicing. Like why do people do this? And Dr. Volpe said, in a way that, like I could hear what he was going to say before he even said it to me. He said, that's us. Like, we are these people, okay? Like, we are the crazy Yankee fans who do this every year, regardless of whether your brother's in the uniform right now, okay? Like, we do this all the time. This is what we do. We are crazy Yankee fans. And so I think it really is, it's just special when you've got someone who clearly is of that group. He is a lifelong, he wore Derek Jeter-themed overalls when he was 1 year old. And there's just something that the journey and the improbability of anyone playing in the major leagues is obviously extreme. This is the unlikely of the unlikely of the unlikely. And now you do it playing the same position for the same team of your favorite boyhood team with your parents in the crowd on opening day. It's a beautiful day in New York. Like, you line up all of these, how could this possibly happen, all on top of each other. And the response from the Yankee fans was rather extraordinary. The loudest ovation of anyone not named Aaron Judge belonged to Volpe, and it's because he's one of them. He is part of the family, and I think that to me was pretty cool, that a place as big and as grandiose and as immense as the Yankees and what they represent in American culture, that there's still this notion of, like, that's our guy. Like, he's our hometown guy, and that was to me a very unique and a very affirming moment of what the sport still means.
John Paul Morosi, MLB Network Insider with us, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Carmen. All right, JP, I got two things for you now. One, I really need you to dig deep on. One, I need your permission for. I'm going to kind of break your heart a bit. But the first things first. On a scale of 1 to 10, if 1 is a marshmallow and 10 is a really, really solid, thick brick wall, how hard did Jacob DeGrom get hit today? Like 15, 18, 25, 50? How hard did he
get hit today? It was not his best work. And I believe the word that I'm searching for in assessing your reaction would be schadenfreude, meaning joy at the misfortune of others, which appears to be the case. Now, I would grant you that DeGrom pitched, of course, and Verlander is not pitching, and that was kind of the trade-off. DeGrom out, JV in, so that's on some level worth mentioning.
Yeah,
but
because Verlander's healthy, right? He's the guy. Oh, you got to go with Verlander because he's the guy that stayed healthy his whole career.
I get it, but yeah. For me, listen, DeGrom, he barely pitched this spring. He at least was there at the outset in terms of he pitched, what, I think six innings. So he was able to come back by the end and get at least some work in the Cactus League, but not exactly what you were expecting for the first 8-9 weeks of his career. It was the delayed first bullpen, which we talked about, and then you have a very truncated and unimpressive first start. It is a little bit alarming for someone who candidly has not been able to answer the bell for 200 innings in his career. So it's a legitimate concern, and Mets fans probably looked at that box score and said, this is going to be a very interesting start to the year for Jake in Texas.
All right, now, JP, now you're going to get a little upset with me for this, but I feel the need because I believe it and I'm ready for it. The last 9 years you've been with us, you've predicted the Seattle Mariners to go to the playoffs,
yes.
And you got it last year. I'm sorry. I had to predict. I didn't have to because I believe it. Last night, I predicted J-Rod to be the MVP and the Mariners are going to the World Series. So I had to take your Mariners prediction and amp it up by saying they're going to the World Series. I hope you're okay with that.
Wow. Now that is awesome. I love that. First of all, I'm glad, you know, to my family in Seattle. Got a lot of connections there. They were happy that I was right for once in my life. You know, for once in my life, I was right. It inspires me to sing a song about it almost. But so I would say this. I've got them winning the division. I've got Toronto as your World Series champ. But I really believe that Seattle, you think about Houston and lose Verlander. McCullers is injured. There's been some other questions health-wise with them this spring. I like Seattle. Certainly, it's a really good pitching matchup tonight between the Rock, as he is known, Luis Castillo, and Shane Bieber. So, but I'm a believer right there with you. So I've got Seattle coming back to the postseason. They're hosting the All-Star game, which they last did in 2001, which is a remarkable year, of course, as you know, in the great city of Seattle for baseball. So I'm on board. I think they find a way to make it two in a row with one of the more exciting rosters in the sport.
All right, I'm on board with you with the Blue Jays. So we got that. I'll ask you a general question on the guys we're watching out for here in a second. But does putting the Rangers uniform on take some of the superpower away from DeGrom? Because history says that usually doesn't work out well for pitchers.
Well, I suppose. I mean, Nolan Ryan is still like one of the Avengers, right? I mean, still to this day. I mean, so like Nolan Ryan.
That's a long time ago, though.
I know.
Although he could still be their
the
third
kids.
Starter.
Yeah. For the kids, check out the Ryan Express, Facing Nolan, by the way. Excellent documentary. I would highly recommend it. It was really well done. But I would say that for me, it's the Texas right now in this ballpark is a better place to pitch than the old place. And they have built up a pretty impressive rotation based on their work during the offseason. So they know they had to redo their pitching. I don't think Bruce Bochy would have gone there unless they redid the pitching. There's a lot of new there right now. New manager, almost all new rotation. I do think Semien Seager, they're going to be better this year than they were last year. I'm still bullish on Texas. I'm not going to rule out Jake after one bad start, but it was a bad start, and it was ill-timed.
He's only going to have 12, JP. He's only going to have 12 starts, and this is one of them, okay?
I led that fastball right down the plate for you on that one. That was a groove pitch. Oh, my God.
See if you can Renfro it and pull it back.
That was no movement. That was a flat fastball.
No, that's good. All right, last one for you, JP. We talk about Volpe a bit. I mean, for folks just getting into opening day and what we're expecting, you got another prospect or two that people need to raise their eyebrows on and expect great things from?
For me, it's Jordan Walker in St. Louis. I think he's going to be one of the great talents in the game for a long time. I would add as well, someone who got in off the bench and made his debut today for the White Sox, Oscar Colas, someone that, and you know that franchise well, they need a spark. New manager, they get a big win today in Houston, Colas gets involved. I think that team, after really everything went wrong for them a year ago, they're going to be a better ball club. I think Andrew Vaughn had a nice season opener today. I'm a big believer in the Palos, so I've got Oscar Colas as being someone that we're going to be hearing from a lot during the course of the season.
You can follow him on Twitter at John Morosi. That is at John Morosi, MLB Network. He was right for once in his life. So here you go, JP. Here's a song we're playing you off with, "For Once in My Life" by Stevie Wonder.
That's what I was trying to sing earlier. But the problem is I have no singing voice. And
that's
so
okay.
I love it. And by the way, to all of you, you all have, at least if you're in the Eastern time zone, 24 more minutes to wish the doctors in your life a happy National Doctors Day.
Well done, JP.
Unless you want to be sleeping in the garage like John Morosi.
I will not be providing an update for you on that one. I can assure you that.
People he has wished happy Doctors Day to. Anthony Volpe's parents, Dr. Drake Ramore, Joey Tribbiani from Friends, and then his wife.
His wife multiple times on the show, though.
Take it easy, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Happy opening day. day.
See you, buddy.
All the best. Happy opening day. Thanks so much.
Oh, thanks, JP.
There goes JP. Best Stevie Wonder song by far. Not even close.
Yeah.
Oh.
What about I Just Called to Say I Love You?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is your daughter, is she in a coma? I'm sorry. Is she in a coma? Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike and Swollen Dome, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Right now, into the seventh inning, Shohei Ohtani pitching a shutout.
10 strikeouts.
Angels lead the A's 1-0. Ohtani 1-for-3 at the dish.
Yeah.
But 6 innings, 93 pitches, 10 strikeouts. You have to wonder if this is going to be it for him or if he's going to come out for the bottom of the 7th inning. Again, 93 pitches opening day, a lot for him so far. But he's got the 1-run lead. Meanwhile, the Dodgers lead the Diamondbacks 7-2. Jake Outman has just hit a home run for the Dodgers to give them a 7-2 lead, and he's being interviewed in the dugout.
There we go.
Dude hasn't even rounded the bases yet.
It's only the sixth inning.
He hasn't even touched home plate yet. He does an in-game interview. Hey, Jake, you could be the next Dodgers star. How do you feel about that? Well, you know, I got the wavy hair. There's no Bellinger, so I'm feeling pretty good about things.
Oh, this guy's going to be the next flavor of Los Angeles.
Well, he had that
flowing locks.
Outman had that mini run last year,
where he was
pretty good. I mean, and now he's 1-for-2 with a home run, couple of RBI. I mean, look, suddenly, like I said,
a complete play with my hair move there during the interview. Yeah,
Trey Turner, who
every guy the Dodgers bring, I'm going to hit 350 and I'm going to be great. Every single
you hate
guy,
them
it doesn't
so
matter.
Much.
If I was in the Dodgers system, I'm 52. I could come up and hit 350. Watch it.
You
want to
talk about
interviews.
A social experiment.
And I would even have hair like Outman, too. It'd be flowing off of me. And I would say, yes, interview me.
Tell me about,
I am Xerxes. I am kind. I am a kind god. I am Xerxes.
Tell me about your hair, Homer J.
Yeah, you would weigh 350.
Listen, I'd rather talk about my hair than the home run. The home runs happen, okay? But we'll have more baseball coming up. I really have to get used to this now because it's going to happen. The latest update for Odell Beckham Jr. today.
Yeah.
Many teams supposedly interested in Odell Beckham Jr. Yeah, okay. But
what's many mean? As many as just three or more, right?
It's just like Ezekiel Elliott. Whoever you say you want to sign with, hey, they're interested.
He tried to speak it into existence like LeVar Ball.
I know. Here's a team's like.
I can't fault a good strategy.
Are those the teams he wanted to go to, or are those teams actually reaching out? Oh, no one's reaching out. He's just saying he wants to go there. But many sources reporting the most likely landing spot for Odell Beckham Jr. is with the Jets.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers wants Odell. He has put him on his short list, and it looks like they're going to get him because, of course, they're going to. Because a guy I've criticized for 4 years, I'm going to have to sit here and root for, who's going to be a linchpin to our receiving core. Because, of course, that's how it's going to go for the Jets. So now I spent the day realizing two things and coming to grips. It's what it is for me. It's like a big shrinking session I have with myself every day before I go into the show. Okay, one. Verlander's never going to pitch for the Mets.
Okay, I am.
And Beckham's going to wind up being a Jet, and I'm going to have to root for him. And that's what's going. I've come to grips with that today. So when I get in the car to come to work, I already know, hey, if these things happen, I've already accepted they're going to happen. So really, I'm used to it now. Nothing can take me by surprise. Not going to just get upset about something because it happens, because I'm not seeing it coming. I know it's going to happen.
Well, and they say things come in three. So Julius Randle got hurt. Verlander may not play.
You know, you're just a jerk for continuing to try to shoehorn Julius Randle's injury
into the
show tonight.
Every other night of the year, we talk about the damn Knicks all over the place.
It's opening day in Major League Baseball.
Give them the old razzle-dazzle.
Hey, how was your day today, Jason? Good, yeah, I went to lunch. Oh, you know who had lunch today? Julius Randle. But he's hurt and he's not going to play. I want to make sure I bring that up. No, we got to, hey, what did you have for dinner tonight? Well, I went to McDonald's. Oh, you know who went to McDonald's today? Julius Randle, he's hurt. You just keep trying to find a way to shoehorn him in today when obviously, yes, he's hurt. And the Knicks playoffs hopes are taking a huge hit because he may not be back for the first round.
It's broke.
We don't need that today. But now I'm going to make sure I try to bring it up today.
It's part of the show.
It's sunny out today. You know who was sunny out for? Was sunny for Julius Randle until he found out he was hurt.
Sunny for the guys that are taking his minutes in the rotation.
Chance you still got them in great. Your top five, Jason?
You know what? If I fought all of you right now and won, no, there would be a jury in the land that would convict me. They would all say, Jason, I see what happens to
That's you.
Twitter it out by DeFresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. Coming up next, we get back into the biggest story of the day. Keep it right here, Jason and Mike Fox.
You're crazy. You're not going to get past Harmon.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.